Okay, let's talk Star Wars.
Oh, I'm so... I was... This is the most disappointed I've ever been for a remake.
Oh,
no. I've been looking online to see if they were ever going to remake this game.
Yeah.
Jedi Power Battles Episode 1.
Yeah.
As a kid, I played this in co-op with on the PlayStation 1 at other people's houses, and I eventually got a copy myself, and it was so cool, and you could play as Mace Windu and all the Star Wars characters, and you could deflect the shots from the blasters, and it was so cool. You felt like a real Jedi, and it was a really fun game to play. Now, they've remade it with slightly better graphics, okay, but there's a control problem where essentially if you press the button to slash and you're running, it doesn't work. It takes two presses. So then everything is not responsive, and you're a step behind all the bad guys, and it just doesn't work as a remaster. And it was so disappointing, because this was the game that I was like, I'm going to replay the whole thing and I'm going to make sure I 100% it. And
tell me at least it looks good.
It looks good. But, you know, if you don't
that's
mind...
That's where the money's gone then.
Yeah, but if you don't mind this sort of slight control issue...
It seems like a lot of games these days, they just can't seem to get the controls right. And yeah. I don't know why. It's such a simple thing to correct.
Kids will enjoy it. And, you know, if you want them to get into Star Wars at a young age and you want them to have a very light-hearted game, it's a little bit difficult, but you could play it with them. It might be fun, but just for me, I was very disappointed. But it's £17.
What would you give out of 10?
Well, zero, because they haven't done the controls right. Sorry.
Wow.
It's available on all consoles, though, including the Switch and PC, and it's out now.